Hey guys, welcome back to the Simple Wins podcast. This is your host, Adam O'Leary, and today I have with me Robert Patton on the mic today. I'm so looking forward to today's episode because one of the biggest things that I've been hearing recently, especially from branding and creative agencies, is the fear that they have when it comes to AI and everything that AI is capable of doing now. And as we've seen, it's getting better and better and better as it comes out. So I wanted to make sure I had Robert on here because, I mean, his take on AI and really the direction it's going, I think is going to be a really interesting one to really be able to dive through and go into it. And if, for those of you guys who don't know who Robert Patton is, he's the founder of the creative agency Success, a consulting firm dedicated to helping creative agencies scale. Robert is known for being a deeply inquisitive and analytical leader with a distinct ability to devise solutions that elevate companies and lifestyle. He's a two-time international best-selling author and is passionate about sharing his next-level strategies so that creative agencies' leaders will find fulfillment and growth. Robert, so excited to have you here.
Thank you for having me, bud. Good to be here.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is going to be such a good time. So the biggest things that I've been seeing and talking, especially with branding agencies, when they're going ahead and they're selling, say, $50,000, $200,000 types packages, is that they're afraid that what they used to do in 3 months, they're now able to do much faster. And for them, they're nervous that it's basically going to destroy the industry. And that's the reason I wanted to bring you on. So let's see your take on this.
I think it's going to change the industry a lot, but I think that in order for us to talk about where the industry is headed in the future, it's first important for us to talk about where it has been over the past, you know, decade, two decades. The reality of the world is that an agency barrier of entry is an Adobe or Figma license, an Apple laptop, and you can then call yourself an agency. So you're talking for the last, you know, in the US, there's 375,000 quote unquote agencies. I forget exactly the statistics, so don't quote me on this particular piece, but some like 90 something percent of them make less than 10,000 a year, but still quote calling themselves an agency or design studio or design firm, whatever. And the reality is for most of these agencies is that they are, and I mean this with all the care and love in the world, is that most of them are not a grade A agency from a creative perspective. And so while I think that the agency industry is going to dramatically shift with AI, and I'll say why and how and what my prediction is of it, is that the ones that are going to be most immediately impacted are the ones that are not at the top of their game. And that is what AI is very easily going to replace and make an immediate impact to. So if you look at your work and actually take a solid look in the mirror of the work that you're producing, and you believe that it is not grade A, it's a grade B or C, yeah, AI is probably coming for you. And your opportunity now is to get better, to refine, to focus more, to specialize more, so that you can actually produce the best possible work.
So I'm curious about this. I just want to cut you off really quick there, because I think this is important. And for business owners, right, I just want to play devil's advocate on this, right, because I really want to see where your brain goes. For business owners, a lot of them struggle with the concept of what branding can really do for them, or is it actually worth investing in creatives, right? That type of a concept, right? So what is that definition of better and improving? Like, how do you go ahead and improve when you can go ahead and just type into Claude and say, make me this website, and a website that looks good enough comes out? So what does that improve actually mean?
So let's put a couple of different components in a couple of different baskets, right? So like if we're talking with a local barber, should they be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars or even $15,000 on building a brand? Probably not. And if they are spending that kind of money, they're probably making the wrong business choice. And should they go to Claude or Discord or whatever to actually produce a creative logo or a website? Should they be going to Claude Code to develop what it is that they're wanting to do? Yeah, they probably should. And that's not the market that most agencies are looking to compete in. Like, we're talking a business, and we're saying bottom entry now, right? As we're talking, a business is doing 5-10 million plus. And so now they're needing to compete with other organizations that have been able to grow to the size that they are, competing against other sites that are AI generated. And just like knowing and recognizing and owning the fact that AI is the law of averages. It's a derivative piece of work. And human beings are going to get more used to the reality of the world of what is being done. So yeah, websites are going to get better. They're going to be more intuitive. They're going to actually serve the person, the user, better, more impactfully, which then means that the work that is people are going to expect, we get used to things very quickly as human beings, very quickly. And so we're going to need to have better strategies, have more impactful creative, and allowing for us to actually being able to reach the audiences that we're looking for. And so having meaningful work, I mean, yeah, it's incredibly subjective when you look at one logo versus another design, one design versus another, but it's the actual strategy work that was done leading up to that creative that meaningfully determines and distinguishes a really impactful agency versus another.
Absolutely. And what do you think is, so if we look 5 years out, right? I don't like looking at this year. I want to look 5 years out. What does the actual market look like? And if we look 5 years out, we absolutely are seeing AI go ahead and be able to produce much better things. Like I've seen on Twitter, I don't know if you've seen the cinematography that's coming out right now when it comes to movie production and stuff like that. It is crazy, the type of production that's coming out. And I mean, like only a year and a half ago, we were at Will Smith's Spaghetti Hands, right? And now we're at like a full scale thing that would have cost $100 million to record. We can do it in a day. And I'm fascinated to kind of see where you actually think we're going. Because if we look and say, okay, we have branding, we have this, right? There's not necessarily a result that's attached to it in the minds of the business owner, right? How, I mean, maybe there is, right? I'm curious to hear your take on this. But as businesses start to look and say, okay, I can go ahead and do this on AI, why will they go ahead and make the decision to go ahead and actually work with a creative agency?
The reality of why anyone hires any service business is for a couple of reasons. One, so that they are wanting to reduce the risk factors associated with the work that they're trying to produce. Two, they're trying to alleviate a pain point of what's going on within the business, or three, trying to achieve a specific outcome. So the reality of what I would expect most are going to do. And I think that there's going to be this like massive amount of like pendulum swing that'll happen over the course of the next couple of years. Pendulum is going to be people are going to start to overuse AI marketing campaigns, and the actual output and impact is going to become less impactful. And then there's going to be a swing back, not back to where we are today or where we were 5 years ago. In fact, I don't know that that's a good thing. There should be progress forward no matter what. But the reality of the world is I don't have a crystal ball more than anyone else does, right? But I do meaningfully believe that in a future world where every other business is using AI and it is creating work, creative work off of what someone else has done, then it is going to look the same as everything else has. And unless there's a human being that has a meaningful amount of emotional acuity that is able to create for a meaningful creative that is going to actually draw someone in. Because a successful campaign, one successful campaign versus another, is entirely predicated on the emotional connectiveness between the actual work, the campaign that's being put together, and the audience that it's meant to serve. And if everything is being produced by AI, it is going to start to just be a field, a sea of sameness. And the one that punches above is the one that's going to get the attention. And that has always been how the market has worked. And it'll continue to function that way. Will strategists be able to do more work? Will they be able to do it faster? Hell yeah. And I hope so. And I think the more that we actually look at it as an opportunity versus this like fear-based, I'm going to be replaced. And let's face it, and at least my viewpoint of it is that if we are actually fully meaningfully replacing all aspects of human thinking, the likelihood that we even exist as a species is up in the air, right? In that world. So like, I'm not prepping for that world. I'm prepping for a world where I actually get to spend more time doing the thing that I really enjoy doing. And Same thing is true for the people that I serve. They spend more time producing strategy. They spend more time doing design work. They spend more time meeting with clients and getting to know them and getting deeper with them, not spending time doing administrative work that largely they don't enjoy.
Absolutely. 100%. And where do you kind of see pricing going? So if we look 5 years down the road, right, where do you actually see pricing? I mean, let's just say you can have the best strategy in the world, right? You go ahead, maybe you talk to the client's customers, right? You figure out why they're purchasing, all that type of good stuff. But after that, you're going to then go ahead and put your thoughts on paper, right? And probably even type it into a prompt and be able to pull it out, right? I mean, business owners are a little smarter than they look sometimes, right? They know that something might not take 6 months to go.
Yeah.
They'll know that maybe it's not going to take 6 months, right? They'll probably want things done leaner and faster, which the fair, obviously, is if you're charging $150,000 right now because something takes you 3 months to go do, if you can deliver it in 2 weeks, I mean, obviously, it's the exact same delivery, but it becomes maybe a little harder to justify. What's your thought on that?
You're right. It absolutely will have pricing pressure. Like there's no doubt that there will not be some pricing pressure. I mean, the reality of the world and my, and I don't know exactly what the timeline that this will play out, but my assumption, right, is that every enterprise business, and I shouldn't say every, but I would hope most, if not every single one, is investing meaningfully into AI in their own operations today. And so we're already starting to see some of these organizations having meaningful pricing pressure on their partners. So we've been able to see this, let's say I'm organization A, and I've been able to implement AI in a meaningful way in the operations of my organization. And so I've been able to have a 30% increase of production or a 30% reduction in the total time it takes for something to take place, right? My assumption then as an organization is that my partners should have done the same thing by now. So I'm going to start to push down on price. And the output expectation is going to change. And the expectation by these organizations are absolutely going to change. And that's going to start on the enterprise level. Eventually, it'll start to also hit the SMB market. And the reality of that timeline shift between enterprise to SMB is slower adopters. And two software companies are going to start to develop pieces of software and utilities and tools for the SMB market. And they're going to start to realize the same thing and have the same type of pricing pressure. The advice that I am giving to clients today is that they, if they are meaningfully able to produce work substantially faster because of AI, and as an example, a piece of strategy work, you know, the immersion data aggregate, going through reports, elevating insights from research that has been done, is a much faster part of the strategy process now. And a client that used to take 3 or 4 weeks to do so, and a full-time strategist working on that, now is able to happen in less than a week. So they have a substantial reduction, 75, even 80% reduction of time, human hours that it takes to produce the same level of fidelity of work. And so we have two options. We can either resell that time entirely, making an incredibly higher level of profit, or I can, as I was saying earlier, learn to be the best possible practitioner that I possibly can. So I've already take that time that I saved and actually produce better, more meaningful work in what I was doing, a higher fidelity work. I am now punching above the fold. And so now I'm able to have a higher amount of reputation. I'm able to then charge higher rates than others are able to in the market because I have a higher likelihood of outcome. I've reduced risk in the market and producing for a higher likelihood of outcome, which people, businesses, or a group of people are more likely to pay more money when the opportunity has a higher likelihood of outcome.
Absolutely, 100%. And one of the things I'm kind of curious to hear your take on, because I've been seeing this all over and it's just getting a little out of control. When it comes to like agencies trying to go ahead and land clients, right? I've been seeing so much spam with cold email. My LinkedIn gets hit up all the time. And it's really just like, I mean, what are you doing, people? But how are you going ahead and teaching your clients to go ahead and secure clients?
That's a very wide-oriented question. I don't have a one answer that fits it. I mean, the reality is that each client has their own specific ICP profile of who they're targeting. So it really depends on the individual. I probably on the time of recording this podcast episode, I probably received 15 emails that have now ended up in spam that are AI written and are just garbage and are just horrible strategy. The reality is that more people are wanting to do more things in real life. more people are leaning towards more human-oriented relationships. And frankly, I think that we have gone into a space where it's like we're kind of going full circle back to like old style networking, relationship building, and actually being a bit more human. And I think it's an interesting thing that like I'm seeing what I was hoping would happen from AI, that it's actually forcing humanity to maybe rediscover its humanity and actually building relationships with other human beings. It's going to take longer than I'd like for it to, but I see that trend happening a bit. And I like it. I mean, like, as an example, early last year, I had an idea of like, how can I use social media to build a relationship with someone faster and like a meaningful one? And so I took a target list on behalf of a client to start to build relationships. I was reaching out to, I created a list of target accounts, CTOs in Silicon Valley that I was going to follow on Instagram. And I followed them, put them as like people that I would get notifications whenever they would post and have a story, whatever. And as an example, this one specific guy posted a story of his Shih Tzu, and I have a Shih Tzu as well. So I responded to his story. I liked that. I hearted it. And then I said, hey, I have a Shih Tzu as well, but mine's cuter. And I sent a photo of my dog Blue. And he responded back, like hearted my photo of my dog, and then responded back, we're going to have to agree to disagree on this. And then we both went on with our lives. A couple weeks later, he's wine tasting up in Napa. I see what winery he's at. I say, hey, you know, I love that winery. It's one of my favorites. If you don't have dinner plans, I've got a couple of recommendations that's in Yountville. If you're interested. And he's like, yeah, hell yeah. Send me some recommendations. I did. And a couple of weeks later, I sent him an email, something along the lines of like, hey, I just think that good people should know good people. We like the same kind of dog. We like the same type of wine. You enjoyed the restaurant that I suggested to you. We should know each other. And it resulted in a substantial sized SOW that was like a true, genuine human relationship that was being built there. And I didn't know where it was going to lead. And so many people are so focused on purely transactional relationships. And how can I suck up as much as I possibly can from every single person around me? And why don't I just, if you were to take the approach of how do I pour into the community, into the people that I have around me, and it'll pay really meaningful dividends.
Amen to that. I couldn't agree more. It's one of the big things that I see with AI is that, especially as AI starts to make things, I mean, you're already seeing it. You have content farms of just tons of AI produced videos going live. I mean, there's like one computer that will have like 60 phones attached to it, just spewing out garbage, right? I mean, when I logged onto Twitter the other day, I normally just go on like the following section, but I went to the home feed and I was like, this is just all garbage. I mean, it's just literally just all spewage of garbage, like nothing. When I start looking at all this, I'm just like, I think what's going to end up happening is, sure, I think the AI algorithms are going to go ahead and really start honing in what exactly that we want to see even better and better and better than we already have and kind of get rid of all the AI junk that's there. But at the same time, I'm looking at this and I'm saying people are going to want to stop talking to robots. I mean, it's just a fact. Like we want humans. Like we're social creatures, right? We're not robotic. We're not isolated people. Like we strive off of each other's each other. So I couldn't agree with you anymore. I think that's a very, very important thing. And Robert, for those of them listening, where can they go to learn more about you?
I would go to my site or follow me on LinkedIn, creativeagencysuccess.com. And if you're an agency owner that's wanting to discover how you can take things into the future and how you can be looking at your business and growth, and also feel free to download a free book, The Future Proof Agency, as well. That's my most recent one.
Amazing. Robert, thank you so much for your time.
Lovely to be here. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you all for listening. I will see you on the next episode.